الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، he was given many miracles, معجزات. And one of the معجزات of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that he was given جوامع الكلم. جوامع الكلم, short phrases, but they contain lot of معنى, lot of meaning. جامع, something that gathers, something that is comprehensive. And we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith, sometimes they might be because of a specific situation. Something happened, so he said something sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody has asked a question, so he gave a reply. So his reply, his statement will be for that situation, no doubt. Or it will be for that question, no doubt. But at the same time, it will be for many other and for many more situations and for many more questions which people might ask later on. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had doubt about the water of the ocean, whether when we are traveling in the sea, can we make wudu from the water of the ocean? They were not sure, they had doubt. What was the reason for the doubt? It is not mentioned directly in the hadith, but the ulama have suggested that either it could be because they thought that in the water, in the sea, a lot of fish and many other animals live. So they live in the water and they also die in the water. In a normal setup, if something dies in the water becomes impure. Say you have a bucket of water and a rat comes and dies, mice, in that bucket of water. Obviously, the water becomes impure. You cannot, not only that you cannot drink the water, but also you cannot use that water for making wudu. If you have a well at home, if an animal dies, then the water becomes impure, and there are detailed rulings how to purify the well, etc. But in the sea, in the ocean, you have hundreds of thousands or perhaps millions of animals and millions of fish. They live there and they also die there. So is it pure? Can we make wudu out of it or not? That could be the reason why the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had doubt. Another reason suggested that because in another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that under the sea there is fire. There is fire under the sea. So these oceans that we have, they also have fire under them. So how can we make wudu out of this water which has fire underneath? Obviously, we already read in the Quran that when the world will come to an end, Allah Azza wa Jal will make the Qiyamah happen. Then the oceans, they will be lit with fire. They will all become absolute fire. Anyway, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had doubt about this. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can we make wudu from the water of the sea? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not give a reply of yes or no, that yes, you can do. But rather he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, huwa at-tahuru ma'uhu wal hillu maytatuhu. When the water of the ocean is purifying, you have doubt about the water, whether it is pure, not pure, purifying, not purifying. But actually it is purifying. Okay, could be the doubt is originating from the fact that the fish live there and die there. Well, actually, the dead of the water, dead of the water, yani fish that dies in the water, is also halal. Al-hillu maytaduhu. That's why fish does not need to be slaughtered. Fish does not need dhabh. Fish, when it dies, it is halal. Al-hillu maytaduhu. So the fish is halal. So if it is halal, it cannot impurify the water. So from this, the ulama, they have concluded many things. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal gave him this miracle of Jawami'ul Kalim. And if we take time and we read a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will be amazed. So today I thought I will share one small hadith with you. May Allah azza wa jal give us tawfiq to understand and appreciate the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف. Mu'min who is stronger is better and more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than the mu'min who is weak. You have mu'min قوي and you have mu'min ضعيف. Obviously there is خير in everybody, but who is better? The mu'min who is stronger is better. Not only is better, but also more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than the one who is weak. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not define the area of strength. Although the context of the hadith is related to iman. So the mu'min who has a strong iman is better than the mu'min who has weak iman. Because a strong iman can help him, can elevate him, can motivate him, can take him to various levels of Jannah. A mu'min who has weak iman, you know, hardly can move forward. He has to drag himself. So the mu'min who has a strong iman is better than the one who has weak iman. But the hadith, because of the comprehensive nature of the word, it includes any aspect of his strength. So for example, the person who is strong in his body is better and more beloved to Allah than the one who is weak. A person who has physical strength is better and more beloved than the one who doesn't have physical strength. A person who is physically weak, he cannot serve the community. He cannot help the people. Right? When we had the pandemic, we were told that this virus is affecting lots of people and almost everybody, Allah knows. But then, the people who suffer are those who are weak in their immunity, because they cannot resist, their bodies cannot resist. Al-mu'min al-qawiyyu khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-mu'min al-dha'if. Mu'min who is strong is better and more beloved to Allah than the one who is weak. So the one who is strong in iman is better. The one who has physical strength is better. Strength is also emotional strength. Somebody who is emotionally strong. Some people, they get upset very quickly. You say something, khalas, they get upset. How can you survive in this world if you just become upset for any reason? Some people cannot take any stress. How can you function? How can you work effectively if you cannot take any stress? The one who is strong is better and more beloved to Allah than the one who is weak. Mu'min is strong emotionally. Emotionally, look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much suffering he had, how much suffering he had. Think of a way somebody can suffer and you will find that suffering in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think of a pain somebody can get. You will have that pain multiplied by so many times in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Humiliation, calling names, even threat to life, threats for the family, financial stress, anything, everything. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he managed all of that. And Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they also managed all of that. And that's how, although they went through difficult times, but Allah Azza wa Jalla elevated them. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So mu'min who is qawi, خَيْرٌ وَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفِ. Unfortunately, we do not have much awareness about emotional strength. Many people know physical strength. Strength of Iman, we also talk about it to some extent and discuss it to some extent. Emotional strength, emotional clarity, emotional ability, that is also part of strength. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned about it quite a lot in his writings. It is very strange. Our ulama did not study any psychology, right? But subhanallah, how Allah Azza wa Jalla gave them wisdom. He used to say that you should keep your mind clear. Anything that disturbs your mind, you should address it immediately. Anything that disturbs your peace of mind should be addressed immediately. Peace of mind is very important. Otherwise, you will be weak from inside if you don't have peace of mind. Sometimes he is writing something and somebody is sitting there for no reason. So Hazrat used to say that if you are going to sit here, it is going to put some weight on my heart, because somebody's presence for no reason can cause you disturbance. If you have something to say, finish the business, and then make yourself busy with something. There are many, many examples. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف. And then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, استعين بالله ولا تعجز. احرص على ما ينفعك واستعين بالله ولا تعجز. Be keen for what benefits you and do not lose hope. Nobody else is going to care about you if you don't care about yourself. Because nobody knows your pain. People might have some idea about your problems, your troubles, but they do not have exact idea. They do not actually know what you're going through unless you take care of yourself. Many people assume that people are going to help them out. Many people assume that people are going to give them advice, or people are going to show them a way. Well, people don't know. People don't know your situation. So how can you expect them? بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. Human being knows himself better. You are the best person to know yourself. We are the best people to know ourselves. So if I am going through something, I should be the first one to have concern for myself. If I do not have concern for myself, how other people are going to have concern for me? Unfortunately, this is a problem in our community, that people go through difficult situations, they do not seek help. Do not seek help. Do not ask for help. Do not ask for advice. Do not share their problem with anybody. But then they assume that somebody should help them. They assume that somebody should sort them out. And then when they realize that nobody is helping them out, then they blame the people, they blame their friends and their family, that my family is not helping me, that my friends are not helping me, community is not helping. Well, your family doesn't know you, to be honest. Your community doesn't know you. So you take care of yourself first. Isti'in billahi wa la ta'jiz. Ihris ala ma yanfa'u. In Arabic, the Arabs, they used to say, la yahukku dhahraka mithlu dhufrik. Nothing can scratch your back like your own nail. If you feel like scratching your back and you ask somebody to scratch your back, no, put this much pressure, not this much pressure, no, use this finger, that finger. La yahukku dhahraka mithlu dhufrik. Nothing can scratch your back like your own nail. Nobody would take care of you the way you can take care of yourself. Nobody would have concern for you the way you can have concern for yourself. So yes, we worry about so many people, we worry about so many things. And we worry about so many stuff. There's no problem. But we should worry about ourselves as well. And we should take care of ourselves. We should take care of our iman. We should take care of our physical health. And we should also take care of our emotional health. If we don't take care of ourselves, we cannot expect somebody else to do the job for us. Al-mu'min al-qawiyyu khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-dha'if. Mu'min who is strong is better and more beloved to Allah than the mu'min who is weak. May Allah give us understanding. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala sayyidina Muhammad, alhamdulillah.